Hi there, Eric. Hello,
Eric.
Hi, Eric.
Yeah.
Eric. Hi there.
Yeah.
Hello, hard time hearing you guys.
Oh, well, I can hear you. My name is Paul, and I'm the regional pricing director here. Serge wanted me to get on the line to get you the details of the service, how it works, and what's included, answer any questions that you might have. Now, I do have your file here in front of me. I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map, right? That pack result that pops up right near the top of the page.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of where we all go as consumers when we need something but don't necessarily know who to call. And for you, that's going to be important. Obviously, a pretty young company here. People won't need to already know the name of your business to find you as a top option. They're going to go on Google or they're going to go on Bing. They're looking for tree service or tree trimming, tree removal. You're doing residential and commercial work too, right? Did you have a preference of one over the other?
No, like I said, like I told him, like I normally just do commercial work. You know what I mean? Like I do.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, but I sometimes I do residential, but mostly the residential I do it on the weekends. You know.
Oh, I see. Okay, perfect. So, you know, we can target both residential and commercial work and get your phone ringing directly. Of course, when the calls come to you, you're not paying for a lead or chasing that lead down. You're just going to get calls from someone who will have seen a website for you, meaning that we're going to build that website, build it, host it, maintain it, even update it for you so that people will know that you do exactly what they're looking for. And that website's going to be attached to Yelp, Facebook, Superpages, and you'll have almost 70 different destinations and directories. And there's an entire social media campaign, paid Facebook ads. That's going to get your phone ringing even as you're willing to travel, you know, up to 2 hours out in any direction. Now, it is a month-to-month service. You're actually new enough in business if you qualify for reduced pricing. Our new business rate actually makes it quite affordable for young businesses. You'll save a little bit over 50%. You're actually going to save $200 each and every single month that you use the service, and it does bring the rate down from what would have otherwise been $599 a month to a fixed flat rate of just $299. That $299 would be the exact amount. Now, of course, Eric, that means no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, commercial jobs or residential jobs, it's just going to be that flat rate, that $299. Now, I know you need a website, and we want to create one for you. You know, it's not just about listing you on the first page. It's giving the people who see you there the reasons to call you. If I can include that website for you at no additional cost and still keep it at that flat rate of $299, even with the paid Facebook ads, I'm sure that's something you would want on a month-to-month basis for your business, right?
Well, and that's including the Google website?
Correct.
Google,
yeah, I mean, the Google search, people going on Google looking for anything really tree service related. I did want to ask you, because not everybody does stump grinding or stump removal for existing stumps. I mean, obviously, you're going to remove the stump if it's a tree you took down. Would you want to be found for stump grinding or stump removal?
Yeah, I mean, I do everything. You know, when it comes to residential, if the client wants to remove the stump, I can do it. That's just additional charge, you know, that's all.
Yeah, I mean, if you've got the equipment, it's definitely worth doing.
Yeah.
But not everyone does, so I always do ask.
Yeah.
And then when we get your phone ringing, is it just you, or do you have a couple of guys or a crew?
Well, I don't work like at all. Like I just manage the company.
Oh, so it's you managing the crew or crews.
Yeah.
So that's fantastic. You know, that's great. And then obviously, like I said, our job is to get your phone ringing. So you'll see a very detailed reporting and tracking system. You'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work's coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for. You'll know how many times you're popping up on that first page for each individual search. You'll even know which clients found you from the paid ads, the local map, individual directories, or from your website. Now, of course, course, Eric, you're going to get calls directly to you from commercial and residential clients. Everything has the click-to-call feature. Now, if they fill out the contact form on the website we'll build for you, they'll let you know where they're located, what they're looking to have done, when they want you to come out, etc. When they fill out that form, you get a text message as well as an email. So you'll always know right away when someone is trying to contact you and whether they're calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website. It's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either, and anything they type into that form does repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting system, so you know how much work you're getting, you know where it's coming from, you even know who to follow up with. Eric, did you have any questions for me at this point?
Is this like a contract thing or just month-to-month basis?
That's a great question. It is month-to-month. It's actually completely at will, which means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can also pause it. I mean, let's say you get more work than you can take on or want to go on vacation. In fact, the service can be paused seasonally if necessary, but as long as you're a happy, satisfied client, that reduced pricing for a young company will stay with you. It is, like I said, kind of a promotional rate for a new business, but it's not an introductory rate. So no matter how long you choose to use the service, that rate will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is also an exact amount, so there's no taxes or fees or surcharges or anything like that.
I've got another question for you.
Sure.
So let's say you do the website, and you do the website, and you put us on the Google map, right?
Right.
And let's say 2-3 months, I want to stop. Do I still keep my website and put it on Google?
That's a great question. So, I mean, obviously any website still needs to be hosted somewhere. If you wanted to stop using the service altogether, we could continue to host your website for you, or we could transfer the domain over to you and you can host a website somewhere else. But, I mean, it is our job, as long as you're a client, to create the content that Google looks for, to create, manage, and update all of that content. Of course, we'll also be paying for the Facebook ads as well. So if we stop doing that, you don't fall off the first page right away. We will create a Google listing for you and a Bing listing and set those up with you as the owner of those listings. We'll just ask for managerial access while you're a client of ours. But you're going to keep those listings if you stop using our service. It's kind of like when you're riding a bicycle and you go downhill. You can stop pedaling for a while and you'll keep going for a bit. But without us in there updating, optimizing, and of course, keeping those ads running for you, you'll slowly fall off the first page, but it doesn't happen overnight. But you'll always have an increased online presence above and beyond what you've got right now, even after you stop using our service.
Okay. Oh, well, yeah, that answered my question.
Now, is it Lux Arbortree Services? That's how you want the business, LUX, Lux Arbortree Services? That's how you want it branded online?
Yeah, Lux Arbortree Services. Yeah, that's the name of the company, yeah.
Yeah, and the phone number that we're speaking on, this is the business number, right? This is the number that the customers call, the 540-924-1780?
Yeah, that's right.
So that's the number that you would want us to promote. And then I'm sure it's also a good number for us to reach you. Is it a smartphone? Can you receive a text message on this number?
It's an iPhone, so yeah, it's a smartphone.
An iPhone. Perfect. Yeah, like I said, most of the time you just get direct phone calls. But if someone fills out the contact form, you get a text message as well as an email. Now, if it's a business email, we'll list it physically on the website for people to see. If it's just a personal email, it would be hidden. No one would need to see it. But it would still be attached to that contact form, so you would get those leads by email as well when they fill out that form. And, of course, for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, we will from time to time send you things by email. Eric, what is a good email address either for you or for your company?
Well, the email for my company is, I'll just give you my personal email because
yeah, that's fine.
I got a, I got all the stuff that I don't want to mix it up with.
Perfect.
Is ZELAYA748@gmail.com.
@gmail.com. So yeah, definitely a personal email. Like I said, it wouldn't have to show up anywhere online, but we'll use it when we need to reach out to you for, you know, something we want you to have for your records. We do use phone, text, and email, and usually the method most appropriate to the information we're trying to get to you. So like I said, if it's a longer piece of information and something we want you to have for your records, we'll email it out to you. A lot of the times, though, we'll just give you a quick phone call or send you a text message. Eric, did you have a preference as to how we contact you regarding your account?
Just give text message or just give me a call at this number.
Call or
text.
Text preferred. Okay. All right. And then, Eric, how do you spell your first name? Is it E-R-I-C, E-R-I-K?
Zebra, E-L-A-Y.
Say that again?
Z-E.
L-A-Y-A. Z-E-L-A-Y-A. That's your last name, right?
Yeah, that's my last name.
Oh, I was asking how you spell your first name.
Eric, R-I-K.
E-R-I-K? Okay, gotcha. Sometimes I see it with the C, sometimes even with the C-K. I just wanted to make sure. The other thing I wanted to ask you, Mr. Zayala, is you're service-based, right? Meaning you go out to the customer, no one ever does come to you. There's not a physical address that you would want us to promote for your business online, right?
No.
That's perfect. I mean, you know, Google knows that most service-based businesses are kind of run from the home, run out of the truck. Even if you had an outside office where you did your paperwork, if you don't have customers come to you, Google wouldn't want to list the physical address. They don't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would. You're just going to be listed city and state.
When we go out and give estimate, I just go to drive to their place, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah, and you have to go there to do the work anyway. No customers come to you. Like I said, Google doesn't want to list an address for you if you're going to be out in the field most of the time, right? So you're going to be listed city and state, and, of course, with the content that we'll create, the ads and everything else, we can target specific cities, zip codes, subdivisions, even within that two-hour travel radius, make sure that you're getting found by both commercial and residential clients. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I'll be taking a look at what we call our client interview calendar. That's to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. We're going to want to know things like the hours of operation that you want to be listed for.
Before we can move forward, I was wondering if you guys could give me better rates than what you just gave.
Better than the $299. I mean, you're traveling 2 hours, and this does include a website. Like I said, I can include the website for you at no additional cost. And then, of course, it's going to need paid Facebook ads as well. Rate is the lowest rate I've got.
What about if you just make me the website and then just give me the tools, and then I run the website, and you just list me on Google, and I can pay you money? Hello?
Yeah, no, I'm here. We could do a local campaign that does not include the Facebook ads. I mean, that's a little bit more affordable. I mean, it's $100 worth of Facebook ads. So if you don't want to do the Facebook ads, you'd be looking at $199 a month.
Oh, and that's just the website at Google, right?
That's for the website, for Google, Bing, for all the content. I mean, it's almost 70 different directories. It's not just, you know, a website that we put on Google. You have to have the content that the search engine search for. Otherwise, you won't be on the first page, you know. I mean, people would be able to find that content if they were looking for your business specifically by name. But what I think that you want is for someone who doesn't already know the name of your company, someone who's just looking for tree service or keywords related to that, you want to be one of the options that pop up when someone does that search. So we'll have to create the almost 70 different directories that Google indexes when someone does a search. We create that content and we keep it updated as well. So if you wanted us to do that for you with a website and not Facebook ads, then I could do $199 a month for that. I wouldn't necessarily recommend that, because if you're willing and wanting to go, you know, at least an hour or 2 hours away, then you're going to want to have the strongest programming possible, which would include that social media campaign and the paid Facebook ads. Now, the other option for you, and if I can get it authorized and approved here, the only thing that I've got in my system that's lower than a new business rate is officially in our system as a friends and family rate, and it's usually reserved for friends and family members of employees here, but I do know for a fact that my supervisor sometimes makes an exception. I think he's made an exception for some of my colleagues, some of the other pricing directors. It does include the Facebook ads, the website, everything else that we were talking about, but instead of $299, it drops your rate down to $249. But it would allow us to keep the ads in play and to easily target the 2 hours that you want to go, you know, in any direction there. So, I mean, like I said, we could do a local campaign. If you're looking for budget-friendly, if you're looking for the most affordable way to go, it would be no Facebook ads at $199. But
let's do that.
Which one?
Let's do the family plan, the one, the 240, you said?
The 249 then? 249, that
yeah.
Keeps the ads in play. Let me send my supervisor a message here. I mean, I've been with the company. Actually, April 17th will be my 10-year anniversary. I don't normally ask for this because I already know that we're building a website for you. And to be honest with you, even at $299, we'll spend more in that first month on our end to get you on that first page and create that content.
Yep.
We're not locking you into a contract even long enough to cover our costs, but we do know that our clients who use the service keep the service. But you know, I'm more than happy to send that request over to him,
and
he's
and
usually
like
pretty
I said,
quick to respond.
If the server works good and everything is...
You're going
to
keep
nice
it, work. Yeah. Yeah. That's why he sometimes makes that exception. I mean, obviously, your success is our success, and if you keep the service long term, it's going to be beneficial for everyone.
What I want for you guys to understand, and this is just not just with all the respect and not bragging about the business, but business is already successful. So I'm not
of course
looking to pay,
sure
I'm
no
not
no
looking to, not looking to pay a lot from the beginning. Into us
right.
Results.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And don't get me wrong, this is not designed for a company struggling or starving for work. It's going to get you, though, a steady stream of phone calls for your services. And then, I mean, obviously you're not a hair salon or a doggy walker, right? One job that you aren't going to get otherwise will more than offset the cost of our services for quite a long time. So I've sent that request out to my supervisor. He's usually pretty quick to respond. And while I'm waiting back to hear from him, I mean, are you 7 days a week? Or do you take the weekends off or Sunday off?
I normally work Monday through Friday, and if a residential pops up, then I just go and send my guys to do it on the weekend.
Okay. Is that like 9 to 5 or 7 to 7? When did you want to be found?
Well, for what I found, 9 to 8 o'clock. That's fine. They can call me. Text.
Okay. Gotcha. Hang on 1 second. I just heard that chime, so I think it's my super. It is. Let me pull that up. It says, Paul, for this still fairly young company, especially one that is willing to travel and needing those paid ads, I would, in fact, be more than willing to approve your request for the friends and family rate of $249 with a website included, because I'm looking forward to helping this young company continue to grow and thrive in a digital age where just about everyone goes online looking for the services that they require. And then it says it's about time you use a friends and family rate, which is probably true, and I guess it's a little funny. I try to not like I said, go beyond the new business rate. But that friends and family rate, like I said, it's $249. There's no setup fee at all. I mean, it's just $249 out the door. The website is included, and it does keep the paid Facebook ads in play so that we can easily target that two-hour radius. So like I said, what I would do now at this point would be to take a look at that client interview calendar to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call, but we're going to want to, you know, find out not just the hours of operation that you want to be found. We want to find out, you know, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, what's unique about your business, experience, knowledgeable, trustworthy, that kind of thing. We'll take care of all of that in a follow-up call. What I'll do now and what's required of us as we're Google partners is to read what's called a voice verification. Eric, it gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you so you know that it is that friends and family rate, that $249, that it's a fixed rate, that it'll never go up, that it's a month-to-month service, and that we're including that website for you, etc. Now, the voice verification, Eric, is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I'm actually required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we'll move forward from there. Is that fair?
That's fair.
Okay, Eric, and give me just a quick second here to get that set up.
You guys have the website yourself, right? Your company?
Of course, yeah. I'm going to send you right now. I'll send you a link to the pricing page off of our website, and you can navigate the rest of it there. So this is a text message. Well, it's actually an SMS message through the computer, but it works the exact same way. So I just sent that to your smartphone. If you can put me on speakerphone and open that up, at the very top of it, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Do you see that?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so of course you're going to be able to track your success. Like I said, 24/7 access, we call it your client dashboard. One thing I did not mention is that you'll be able to monitor your reviews right from your tracking system, and you will have reviews. We're creating almost 70 different directories. Most of them do allow someone to write a review. So you'll have reviews on Yelp, Facebook, Superpages, of course, Google and Bing. Wherever those reviews originally populate, Eric, they will repopulate on your tracking and your reporting system. So you'll be able to see, you know, you'll be able to respond to reviews. You can request reviews. You can have us respond to your reviews on your behalf. We'll do that for you as well at no additional cost. We've been around since 2004, so for over 18 years. 4.9 out of 5, our satisfaction rating. Did you have any questions?
Yeah, are you guys working with other tree services around my area, like in Harrisburg?
That's one thing we cannot do. Strict Google guidelines prevent us from putting our clients in direct competition with each other. We do work with every industry under the sun. Our entire service area covers the United States and Canada as well.
Every good representative from the company, like Angie Lead, Angie Ad, Deal, all these websites, normally they send the same lead to the same company. You know,
that's the problem. Yeah, that's the problem. You're automatically under the gun. You're in a bidding war. You call it as soon as you can, but they've already talked to somebody else, or they're expecting more phone calls and looking for several bids. So you're in kind of a it's always going to be hit or miss, right? When you're dealing with a potential customer who's expecting several phone calls and several bids, sometimes they're looking for the cheapest guy. Sometimes they're just looking for an estimate to begin with. So this is completely different than that. You're going to get calls directly to you from someone who has seen your website first. So they're calling you because they want to hire you. Now, if you scroll down about the middle of that link I sent to you, it says Google Ads Partner. And right below that, there's a box with a G. It says Google Partner on that. Eric, if you click on that box, it does go directly to google.com/partner. So right on Google's website, you can see that local splash is a Google partner. That's very important because Google makes changes to their algorithm all the time. Usually they just want us to add different directories. Sometimes they even want us to stop creating certain directories. But whatever that change is, we're in that conversation. So we know the content Google wants to see. We keep that content updated and optimized and Google compliant, so we keep you on that first page and keep your phone ringing. Now, if you go down below it, it says SEO packages. We are talking about, well, it's actually more than a 50% reduction of the Platinum package. There are other bells and whistles. The Platinum Premier, the Ideal package, those have, you know, other things that I would still be able to include. I can't do the Google Guarantee like local service. That's pay per lead. We're not doing that with this package. But, you know, the dashboard access, Amazon Alexa, there are some other things that I can include off of those pricier packages. I can include that in that Platinum package. The Platinum package, like I said, we're doing a $249. That's a friends and family rate here, so it's more than 50% off. And it's a real cost-effective, budget-friendly way to cover, you know, that two-hour radius here for you. So like I said, if you don't have any questions after we get through the voice verification, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
That's
okay. So I've got it pulled up. It reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Eric. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, Eric, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?
Lux Arbor Tree Services.
Perfect. That's exactly how I have that. And then, Eric, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Eric Zelaya, owner of the business.
Perfect. And Mr. Zelaya, as the owner of Lux Arbor Tree Services, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Can I add my partner as well next to me?
Oh, sure. Yeah. I can put your partner down as an authorized point of contact. What is your partner's name?
Josue, J-O-S-U-E. And then G-U-E-R-R-E-R-O-A. Oh, give me a sec. I lost it. It's Guerrero. Okay, it's G-U-E-R-R. G-U-E-R-O.
Okay, so Guerrero. What is Josue's phone number?
Okay, give me a second.
Okay, so I've got 540-405-2670. So I've got him as an authorized point of contact, meaning that he can call us as well and speak with us about the account for the business. And if we can't reach you, we can call Mr. Guerrero. So I've got him as an authorized point of contact on here as well.
Just to always try to deal with me, but he's. I just wanted to add.
Okay.
But
I've got you as the primary point of contact.
Yeah. So
just in case, if he calls us. And we're going to set up a security question, too. So, if you call in and we recognize your voice, we're going to ask you to give us the answer to the security question. And then if anyone ever calls you telling you that they're with Google or that they're with Local Splash, first of all, they're going to need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the question and the answer to that security question. But we'll have Josue on here in case you tell him to call. You're too busy if he calls us, and if he gives us security question, we can answer his questions as well. But I've got you down as the primary point of contact, okay? And then, of course, as the owner of Lux Arbitrary Services, you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Right.
Of course. And then for the billing information, Mr. Zelaya, that you will be using for our services, Eric, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, of course. It's kind of a silly question, but we have to ask it. And then it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Eric, it is our job to make sure that the people in your area who need your services are able to contact you directly. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages, coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Of course, you would agree to that, right?
Right.
Of course. And as long as you answer the phone, you're going to do quite well with the service. It does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. You did mention Angie earlier. We're aware of that. The reason that we ask, though, is all of the additional content that we'll be creating for your company, we certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or even more important is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online stays accurate and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Eric, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is accurate. Mr. Zelaya, that's fair enough, right?
Fair enough.
Perfect. We're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website for you, and we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that the information is accurate as well. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply and with the additional reduction that my supervisor is allowing me to apply, being that it is a month-to-month service with the website included, the friends and family rate waiving your setup fee and dropping it to $249. So this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which will actually waive altogether here, will be charged today's date, the 27th of February, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $249.00. The official friends and family rate is an exact amount. It will never go up. Not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind, and of course there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. Eric, this does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. My company will incur the hard costs of the social media campaign, the paid Facebook ads, and in this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That website is included at no additional cost, which again means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be scheduled to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 27th of the month in that same exact reduced rate of $249. That friends and family rate, again, will never go up on you. It is, like I said, a month-to-month service offered completely at will, which means at any time, for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, you can discontinue the service altogether. You can also pause it, Eric, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or if necessary, pause the service seasonally. You can do so by simply contacting our client support team. Mr. Zelaya, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Eric, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Zelaya, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I agree.
Okay. That does, in fact, conclude the voice verification. And then, Eric, that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What works best for you, sir?
Well, I'll do it in Platinum American Express business card.
American Express. And on that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
It's under the business, but it's also on my name, you know?
Okay, so your name,
yeah.
First and last name, any middle initial?
Well, for Eric, it's E-R-I-K, and then his middle initial is S, and then Celaya.
You said S like Sam, not F like Frank?
No, S like Sam.
Okay, gotcha. And then it's got Lux Arbitry Services on there as well?
It got Lux Arbor LLC.
Lux Arbor LLC. Okay, gotcha. And then you said that was an American Express card. I'm actually
American
ready for that
Express
number.
Okay, the number on the back is 3767.
So 3761.
3767.
Mm-hmm.
4551. 27. 31. 007.
And then the expiration month and year?
0128.
A 1 of 2028. And then the four digits on the front of the card?
5725.
6725. So I've got 6725.
Oh, 5725.
Oh, 57. Thank you. So 5757 25. And then you said 01 or January of 2028. The card itself, was it 3767-455-127-31007?
Yeah.
Does the, that card, does it bill at 572 Longview Drive, 22802? Okay, perfect.
Yeah,
now,
yeah.
In about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as our hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, Eric, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
For what? I can't hear you, sorry.
Oh, that's okay. This is for client support. You can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. If you email the support team, of course, you can email 24/7. They'll follow up with you within the following business day. You will get the phone number as well as our email address by way of email in about a minute or so here. But if you like, I can give you that information now.
Well, just can you text it to me?
Yeah, I can text it to you as well, and then you'll also get it by email. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything we just went over in the voice verification. It's provided for you in writing. You're going to receive that link on the email and also a separate link by text message as well. Now, when you receive either the email or the text, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. Like I said, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. Let me see. Looks like, I can get you in at 1 o'clock, and then there's a 2, and then in the afternoon, it looks like the only spot available is 4 o'clock. Would 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, or 4 o'clock work best for you for like a half an hour phone call?
Let's do 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock. It's going to be scheduled from 4 until 5. A call will get to you maybe, you know, 10, 15 minutes after the top of the hour, maybe a little sooner. So sometime in that first half hour, we'll call you, and then it's going to take about 25, 30 minutes after that. Like I said, you don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. If I'm available when our client interview technician is available, meaning if I'm between phone calls when they're ready for you, and I don't get a whole lot of advance notice, but if I'm not on a call, I'll be on that call as well when we call you for that client interview, just to kind of, you know, introduce you to your client interview technician and answer any questions you might have before I hand it over to them. If I am on a call, they'll call you on their own. They'll have all the notes. They've got the file too. And they'll be able to take really good care of you.
Actually, tell them to call me at 1 o'clock.
At 1? Okay, let me go ahead and reschedule that one. I was just about to put it in the system here. So 1 o'clock. So in this case, it's going to be scheduled from 1 o'clock until 2 o'clock. It's just a little bit after 12. So our automated system usually sends a reminder email about an hour prior. So that's probably not going to happen since it's less than an hour away, but they'll still call you. I'm going to send you instead a calendar invite. That calendar invite is just for your records. You don't have to respond to it. It's going to say local splash CIENG. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Sometimes people ask what that means. And then, like I said, I did want to set up that security question. Like I said, if anyone calls us, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we're going to ask you real quick to give us the answer to that question. And more importantly, anyone who calls you telling you they're with Google or Local Splash, they're going to need to know my name. Again, that's Paul Gordon, and both the question and the answer. Your options are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Eric, which of those would you want for your security question?
What are the questions?
The city that you were born in or your first pet's name.
Let's do the first pet.
The first pet? Okay. And what is the answer?
Blue.
Blue? Just like the color BLUE?
Mm-hmm. Just like the color.
Perfect. I have to type it in twice. But you're all set and squared away there. And then we've got that call scheduled for 1 o'clock. And then did you happen to receive either the text message or the automated email that our system should have sent out to you by now?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. So it looks like our system did send actually a welcome email too. I kind of wish they would wait just a minute or so, but they sent out the welcome email as well as the initial invoice email. But the one that we need is for the Local Splash initial invoice. If you open it up, it says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We've attached your invoice below. And then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. And then that blue click here is hyperlinked.
When is the first charge?
So the first payment's today, the 27th. The bill's on the 27th of the month moving forward. If you open up the Local Splash Terms of Experience, it talks about the services that we'll be providing for you, beginning with the Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Is that what you see there?
Click Local Splash Terms of Experience.
Correct, yeah. So then it's talking about Google Business Profile Optimization. We'll obviously optimize your listing on Bing as well. It's about 1 out of 10 people that use Bing, but we still want you to get those phone calls and have those opportunities, so we'll optimize you on Google and Bing. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's almost 70 different directories. That landing page is your website. Like I said, the friends and family rate does include the Facebook ads as well. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but if you scroll all the way down at the very bottom, you'll see a long line that goes all the way across it, and above it there's a small box that says I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do want you to click on that box. And then in the longer box, the one below the line with the arrow pointing towards it, that's where we would want you to either copy and paste your name as it appears there or type it in. If you type it in, it's case sensitive. There is not a period after the S, so just the middle initial itself and the space before the capital S and after the capital S. If you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy a space before or after. But once you've got Eric S. Zelaya in that box, click the confirm signature box below it. That actually does a few things, Eric. First of all, of course, it lets us know that you know that we've applied the friends and family rate, that is just the $249 as an exact amount that will never go up, that we've waived your website, that or that we waive the setup fee and that your website is included for you. It's also going to let us do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and for us to fix it if it is not. And, of course, it lets us release the Google PIN card so we can verify that you are an active business in the local area. Now, you'll know that you're successful in submitting that when it asks you for a username and a password. When you see that next page, just let me know.
I'm into the next page right now.
Okay. So you can actually stop right there. The reason you're seeing that, it's coming from my.localsplash.com. Eric, that's the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to access your tracking system. Our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to log into it, which neither of which is true at this point. We have to do the client interview first for there to be something to track, but once your tracking system is activated, we will send you by text and email both a username and a default password that you can use to access your account. You can change your password if you like. Some people never do, and that's fine too. I can give you the username because that has already been assigned and it cannot be changed. It's actually, though, very easy to remember. It's the phone number that we are speaking on. Area code is included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So it's just the phone number, 540-607-0190. In any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email, and again, you'll get that by email as well as I'm going to text it to you. That's the catch-all for everything related to your account. You can send anything to that one email and we'll forward it out to the right department. But please do include either your phone number or your username. In this case, they're basically the exact same thing. In fact, in the calendar invite that I sent out to you for that 1 o'clock hour, it does have, like I said, Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G. Then it's got your username, your name, and then your phone number. Other than that, you're all set and squared away. If I am ready, and between phone calls, when our client interview technician is ready to call you in about an hour, I'll be part of that call. If not, they'll call you on their own. But whether I'm on that call or not, I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get this going for you. I'm actually pretty glad that my supervisor asked or approved my request for that friends and family rate. I might ask for it more often. We're looking forward to getting this going for you, getting that website up there, getting your phone ringing, and of course, to earning your business just 1 month at a time.
All right. Sounds great to me. We're looking forward to working with you guys.
Sounds good, Eric. Real pleasure speaking with you. Hopefully, like I said, I'll speak with you a little bit later on. If not, you take care. You have a wonderful rest of the day. And one way or another, our client interview technician will call you in about an hour.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Eric. Take care, Mrs. Vi. You have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.